Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light, save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light, won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Give it all I have.
Hallelujah. This ain't no ordinary worship. This is no ordinary praise. Hallelujah. Because the God we serve is greater than the ordinary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ought to clap glad hands for Jesus. We ought to magnify him. We ought to glorify him because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We have blessed the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in our lips. Hallelujah. We would, amen, exalt his name. We would glorify him because God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we will bless him. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. Grace and peace be unto you, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Turn on the Light podcast with Pastor Stephen Ann Butterfield. We are so excited that you have tuned in tonight. Amen. God is good and he is awesome. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank God for waking us up this morning. Start us on our way. Fill us with joy, peace. Hallelujah. And we are trusting the transition. Hallelujah. We are in a transition and God have, amen, revealed himself to us. Now we can go forth and trust what he would do with us and through us. Amen. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. We are co-founder, amen, and our awesome leader, amen, Apostle Ruth W. Smith, and we thank God for what he's doing in her life and thank God for what he's doing in Light of the World. We are moving forward. We are going upward, and we are heading, amen, to kingdom, amen, destination, amen. We thank God today, amen, for his mercy and his grace. We love God. Amen. If you want to listen to our broadcast, amen, at Light of the World, we are on YouTube. Amen. You can come by. You can visit us. We are located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. Amen. You can check us out every Sunday morning. We have Sunday school, which is called Elevating Faith, at 9 a.m. on YouTube and on our website, comingtothelight.org. And also, we have a worship service at 10 a.m. Oh, my God, you want to come. You want to hear. Amen. And see what God is doing with us and through us. Amen. Our archbishop will be bringing the word on tomorrow. So you want to come by and hear what God have to say to you. Amen. On Wednesday, we have Noonday Bible study, and also we have Bible study at 7 p.m. Check us out. Amen. And we know that God will give you something, amen, that will lead you on. Amen. We love God for everything that he's doing. Amen. We also have an evangelistic service at 8 a.m. every Sunday morning, too. You can come by and hear, amen, these preachers preach, amen, and tell you about, amen, how we can get souls into the kingdom. Amen. That's what we're all about. Amen. We thank God for God blessing us, amen, with this broadcast. We've been going on now for about 11 years, and we pray that you continue to pray with us, that God will continue to bless us, amen. And we are Butterfield Ministries Worldwide, Inc., and we are so excited about what God is doing. Yeah. Amen. Tonight we have a man of God who is well able, amen, to deliver the word of God. Amen. He's a preacher, teacher, and he is awesome. He also blows our shofar. Yeah. Amen. He's been at Light of the World for some time now, for many, many years. Amen. And he is set under the word of God. He has been trained and taught. Amen. He's amen, a great author. I mean, I'm a man of God. And tonight, he's none other than Minister Lorenzo Lewis. And we're going to bring him live tonight where he can tell us what thus said the Lord. Mm-hmm. Minister Lewis, you are now live on the air. Welcome to Turn on the Light broadcast.
Well, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pastor Steve and Ann Butterfield, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity to share. I realize that we're living in some very troubled times, but God is on the throne. He is truly on the throne. And I know that regardless as to what it may look like, he's yet working. He's yet working and helping us to be what it is that he's called us to be in these days that we're living in. So
Amen.
God is good. He's good.
Yes, sir.
And a couple of things I want to mention this evening before I begin. I want us to pray at the end for Ukraine, because that's a very troubled situation right now. And our brothers and sisters over there need our prayers now, you know, because of what it is that they're going through because of the wickedness in the land. So my topic for this evening is why are you a Christian? You know, why are you a Christian? And the All subtopic right. to that is God will bring you out. But before I begin, I'm going to go ahead and pray and seek the face of God here that he will lead and guide us in this study, as well as at the end also, if there are questions, I ask people to feel free to chime in and ask those questions and let us encourage one another. So without further ado, okay, Lord, we just give you praise and glory for your grace and your mercy.
Thank you.
We realize that in these times and days that we're living in, Lord, that you're on the throne, that you're sitting high, you're looking low, you feel our infirmities, you know our weaknesses. Lord, you know where we are. You know where we stand, and we say thank you, Lord. So in our discussion this evening, Lord, of the word, Lord, move by your spirit. Let us hear your voice, Lord. Let us say what it is that you would have us to say and not move in our own flesh, Lord God, because we realize we need to move out of the way and let the Holy Spirit take control so that we'll be led and guided in all truth. So we say thank you, Lord, for your goodness
you,
and your
Lord.
Mercy. So hear us, Lord, this evening, and let it be a sweet-smelling savor in your nostrils. So as I mentioned earlier here, why are you a Christian? You know, what's your reasoning for being a Christian? You know, there's a lot that goes along with being a Christian. And sometimes I think we get a little confused to think that we think that we're supposed to just receive and get, you know, because I'm a Christian, you know, God's just going to drop down things on me just because, you know, I say I'm a Christian. Well, there's a little bit more to it than that. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of life. Like I said, my subtopic was God will bring you out. So so that means that as a Christian, that we realize that we're going to go through some things. We do go through some things. But going through as a Christian, God always brings us out. He always there's always a way to escape. You know, I cannot think about the ram in the thicket or the ram in the bush that was there when they went up to the mountain and Isaac made the sacrifice, you know, he was being sacrificed by Abraham. I'm grateful to know that God always has a way for us to get through. So,
Amen.
That being said, I'm a Christian because I believe with all my heart that God exists, that his word, the Bible, is true, and that Jesus Christ is who he says he is. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that's John 14:6. Okay. What does it mean to be a true Christian? Okay. A true Christian is someone who has been born again by the Spirit of God. They believe that Jesus is the Messiah, God in the flesh, come to earth to save those who believe in him. As a result of being born again and given new hearts, a true Christian loves God and the church. Loves God and the church, a true Christian. You know, because we realize the two go together. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
What are the benefits of being a Christian? Okay, some would ask. You get to have your sins forgiven, for one thing, okay? Therefore, you are no longer a candidate for perishing in the lake of fire. I sometimes think and believe that a lot of people don't believe about that lake of fire. You know, it seems like we've gotten away from the fire and brimstone preachers that used to say that if you don't get your act together, you're going to hell. You know, and some people they probably feel like, well, I'm not going to preach that hard of a word because I don't want to run people off. You know what? You better run them off, because if they don't want to do the right thing, they need to be ran off in the first place anyway. You know, but you know, the beauty of it is that God knows where we are. We can't fool him. You know,
amen.
The other thing is, should I say, a benefit of being a Christian is you don't have to pay for the sins you committed, since Jesus Christ paid for them on your behalf. See, we have an advocate in Jesus. You know,
yes.
He paid the price for us. And as a song that goes, he bled and died for me. You know, that's a blessing to know that was a substitute for us on the cross. You know, that was made of propitiation, as they say. That was a way for us to be forgiven for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for that, you know, because I tell you, with what Christ took upon himself for us, can we do that in this flesh? Can we really take on what Christ took on? You know, we go through stuff in life. And you know, and we have issues on our jobs. We have issues at home. We have issues at work, you know, the grocery store, on the highway, you know, the road rage and all. But when someone can pay the price for you, for your wrong, that's God. That's God. Can't nobody else do that? You know, can't nobody else do that? So Jesus paid it all for us. So we're justified by God by faith, and we're declared not guilty because of Christ. Okay? We were reconciled with God, and we are no longer his enemy. You know, at one time as a sinner, you know, we were separated from God. You know, we were an enemy of God. You know, we were doing things that we shouldn't have been doing, or walking in a way that was contrary to the way God would have us to walk. And mainly because of our nature. You know, when the word says we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, we think about it so often, how sin separates us from God. So just the little thing that we might figure, oh, no big deal. God understands. He knows my heart, you know, so I can basically do whatever I want to do and go to him and you know, and he'll forgive me. True enough, he will. But, you know, you got to think about it. If we continue, you know, in that sin, you know, or continue to sin, you know, will he really continue to forgive us? I have to think about that, because, you know, shall I continue in sin that grace may abound? You know, I think at some point in time, God gets tired of us continuously doing what we do. Now, there is grace, and there is a second chance, you know, and we can be forgiven. But what about your heart? Is your heart one that is actually repentant, you know, so that you can receive that forgiveness? I think it's very crucial. Very crucial.
Yes.
So, with being a Christian, you know, what should people become to become a Christian? I mean, you know, what should we do to be a Christian? You know, Christianity is first and foremost the offer of truth. First and foremost, the Christian faith is based on the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul considered the resurrection a matter of first importance. Christ died for our sins, and according to the scriptures, he was buried, he was raised on the third day. This is 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. There is no other religion based on the literal resurrection of its founder. That's something to think about. Christianity is the one faith that teaches us that there is one God who exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, known as the Trinity, three in one.
Amen.
The Christian faith places confidence not in what you do have done, but rather in a simple trust in what God has already done for you.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that something to think about? Christian faith places Hallelujah. Its confidence not in what you do or have done, mm-hmm. but rather in a simple mm-hmm. trust in what God has Thank already you. Done for you. I think that's something we need to put emphasis on, you know,
Absolutely.
And really, really, really sort of beat that thing home, if you will. So
mm-hmm.
now, reasons why being a Christian is totally worth it, okay? Some people probably maybe figure, well, if I'm a Christian, I can't do what I want to do. I can't go where I want mm-hmm. to go. Can't say what I want to say. But is it really worth your soul to be able to do what you want to do and say what you want to say all the time? God forbid. All mm-hmm. your sins are instantly forgiven, okay, mm-hmm. as far as being a Christian is concerned. Because of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Christ. Let me see here. All of your sins are instantly forgiven. That's something to think about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Part of becoming a Christian is that you must confess your sins to Jesus and ask for forgiveness. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you have sinned against other people, you must put that right as well. The quicker mm-hmm. you do it, the better. To be forgiven Amen. Is a great joy and relief. You do not need yeah. to continue bearing a burden of guilt from your past right. sins, no matter how great or small.
That's
Jesus
right.
paid it all.
Hallelujah.
All to him I owe.
mm-hmm.
You know, sin left the crimson mm-hmm. stain,
crimson
but he
stain.
Makes it white Ooh. As snow.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Nobody else can do that. Nobody
Hallelujah.
Else can forgive us for our sins.
Thank you, Thank
so,
you Lord.
You know, here again, why being a Christian is totally worth it, you get help to stop consciously sinning altogether. How about that?
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So,
That's right.
So in other words, you know, when you accept Christ, you know, and you receive him as Lord and Savior, that means that every time that we might decide we want to sin, there's something mm-hmm. on the inside of us that says, no,
mm.
no, no.
Yeah.
No. You know? Mm-hmm. But do we want to push mm-hmm. past that? Because I'm sure it comes back again
yeah.
and says, no. So the Holy Spirit starts to teach you and free you from yourself. As a Christian,
yes.
you have peace,
mm-hmm.
you have joy,
mm-hmm.
and guess what? Nothing can take that away. Nothing.
Amen.
Yeah. It makes me think about when I was in the reserves, a young lady used to say to me, she would say to me, oh, my God. She would say She said, you're not real.
Wow.
She said, you're not real. Because the joy of the Lord was my strength.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't dawn on me then. It really didn't. It didn't dawn on me when she said that. I just kind of looked at it, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I guess now I realize, you know, where she was. And unfortunately,
right.
she didn't know the Lord like I knew the Lord, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't have a reason to run around with my head hung down. And I didn't have, I wouldn't, you know, I was, wasn't high in rank or anything. She just said, you'll joy all the time. It just ain't real. It just ain't real. But then I realized later, too, she was hurting. She was really hurting.
Yeah, yeah. She wanted what you had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit starts to teach you and free you from yourself. You have peace and joy
yeah.
that nothing can take away. And Jesus is your
mm-hmm.
mighty helper and friend. And that's
mm-hmm.
a lot. That's a lot to shout about, really. So now, here again, reasons why being a Christian is totally worth it. Your earthly and material needs will be taken care of. How about that? God cares enough for his own that he looks out for us from an earthly standpoint, material needs being taken care of. You know, your life will become stable. You will always have something to do. You will have meaningful relationships. Now, that's that in itself means a lot, you know, meaningful relationships, you know, not superficial relationships, but meaningful relationships, relationships that I like to say hold water, you know. So you will be a light in this world. Oh, gosh, a light. You know, we need a light in this dark times that we're living in, you know.
Yes, Lord.
And you will rule in the world to come. So not only do you have advantages now, but in the life to come, you have advantages. You know, you'll rule in the world to come. You know,
Thank you again,
so many people not thinking about the fact of what's to come after this life. You know, it's like, this is it. Party on. Let's do what we want to do. You know, now, because later, I'll be gone. No, you might want to think about what's to come. So, what is my purpose as a Christian? Do I have a purpose being a Christian? Is there a purpose being a Christian? The first purpose is to get closer to God. Okay, the Bible tells us that you can enter into a close relationship with God through belief in Jesus Christ. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. That's John 3:3. He says, I am the bread of life. And also, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay? So, God created you. He created us. We're not an accident. Okay? He has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. He has a purpose for us. You know? And here again, as a Christian, it is our purpose to get closer to God.
Amen.
No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. And I talked about that, you know, a little sooner there, John 3:3. The day is coming when we will leave this world, okay? We must give an account for how we have lived in this life, good or bad.
My Lord.
You know, we were created for God's glory. He has a purpose. And once again, our purpose is to get closer to God. Here again, what is my purpose as a Christian? We must tell others of the goodness of God. Okay? Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. That's Psalms 96 and 3. Okay? That he can and he will save our souls. We must be concerned about the souls of men. You know? That's the purpose of a Christian, is to be concerned about the souls of men. Because we should be teaching, we should be mentoring, we should be helping to lead and guide others so that they can come to the life of Christ as we have come to the life of Christ and to know him in his full resurrection. Not material gain. The word says, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Amen.
I like to say, if he gets all the filthy lucre that the world has to offer, guess what? He still ain't got nothing.
That's right.
Just put it in that vernacular. He still ain't got nothing, you know? So, as people of God, we must be about our Father's business.
Amen.
And we are our brother's keeper.
Amen.
In the kingdom of God, there are no big I's or little U's. The word says that people will know we are Christians by our love for one another.
Amen.
You know, how can I say that I'm a Christian
and I can't love my brother whom I see.
Wow.
My God.
Well, that's a place. That's all I can tell you. That's a place. We were created to praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Give him glory. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I magnify you. I glorify you. You're an awesome God. You know, you're a God of wonder. You know, worthy to be praised. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you. Oh, Lord, they will bring glory to your name. That's Psalms 86 and 9. Okay. I will praise you, oh, Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. That's Psalms 86 and 12. Guess what? Praise steals the enemy. Praise steals the enemy. I'm going to say that one more time.
Amen.
Praise steals the enemy. So if you know somebody going through something and that life doesn't seem to be giving them a fair shake, tell them to praise the Lord. Tell them to seek his face. Because that praise will steal the enemy. I don't care what they're going through. If their focus is on the Lord, praise will steal the enemy.
Amen.
My favorite, one of my favorite characters in the Bible is Joshua. Oh, my God. Joshua. What a strategist. Oh, gosh. God called him for that season, for that time, you know. And before they took Jericho, he told them to march around the wall seven times. Mm-hmm. But for six times, they were supposed to just keep quiet, just march around the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but on that seventh time around the wall, they were supposed, they sounded the trumpet, and the wall failed. Think about that. The wall. If you think about it, in your life, in our lives, there are walls. There are things that hinder us. There are things that try to impede us from being all we can be for God. But if we were to march around that thing seven times and seek the face of the Lord seven times about that thing, guess what? It's got to come down. Gotta come down.
Gotta come down.
He called the trumpeters. He had armor bearers. He had the Ark of the Covenant. And then he had more trumpeters, you know, and armor bearers. And they marched around that wall and sounded that trumpet, and the wall fell.
Come down.
The wall fell.
Amen.
The wall fell. Come on. Come on. Now, we just need to apply that to our lives. Whatever it is we might be going through, we need to, if you have to write it on a piece of paper and set it on your altar and march around that thing seven times or go before the Lord seven times about that thing, and guess what's going to happen? It's got to come down.
It's got to come down.
It's got to come down. So, Deuteronomy 28 and 1 through 68.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to read all of that. But it says, helpful, it says, and if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord, your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord. Overtake you. Come on. Indeed. Indeed. I'd like to be running down the street and all of a sudden blessings come by me and just run down there by the time I get there. Standing there waiting on me. Because you got to think about it. As I'm running and going down the street, the wind of the blessings is still falling on me as it's going by me, and I get there and it's there still. Man, I think sometimes we don't look at it. You know, that's why I guess it goes back, says it says that
you know, suffer not the little ones to come unto me and forbid them not. And I'm thinking about children because they have that imagination to see,
that's right,
you know, in a way that's so vivid and real. So just thinking about that just now, to just looking at it to say, Lord, those blessings are overtaking me.
Mm-hmm.
They're there. When I get to wherever it is I'm supposed to be, they are there, you know, and that's a blessing. My God, that's a blessing. And you don't have to worry for nothing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And again, we were created to praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commands. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright that ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. I like that. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion.
Discretion.
Wow. So, for a Christian, it is in his praise that the enemy is stilled, and God brings him out.
Yes.
Say that again. As a Christian, in his praise to the Lord, the enemy is stilled, and God brings him out. So,
amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I can't say that enough.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. So,
hallelujah.
So here again, we were created to praise the Lord. You know, because praise steals the enemy, and in praising him, God brings us out. So as a Christian, that's our purpose, is to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord so that God can bring us out.
Amen.
Amen.
That's great.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Wow. This is very humbling, you know, to have to do this. Very humbling. So, I guess I can say that I don't know whether it was too long or it was too short or what you could say, but I just know that God is on the throne. That's all I can say.
Amen.
He's on the throne. You know, he's yet on the throne. So that being said, you know, I'm so inundated, you know, I guess having been in the military all the years with my life, 33 years of my life, that anytime there's something going on in the world, I focus on it. I focus on it because I see the bigger picture rather than just the fact that that there may be a war, or there's famine, or there's a humanitarian situation that's going on. You know, I try to look at the root cause behind that thing. Because the word talks about when the wicked is in power, people moan. People moan. So it makes you realize that it's so important as believers, as Christians, that we're on our face before God, and we're seeking the face of God for the nations. Because there's those things affect us even here in this country. I mean, we can't be isolationists. And y'all can say people can say what they want. Well, you know, we ain't got to worry about what's going on over there. We got to deal with what's going on here. True, we got to deal with what's going on here. But we still have to be concerned about our brothers and sisters in other lands. You know, because whatever affects them does affect us in some kind of way. So, so. With that being said, this is the prayer that I wrote, and it's a small, quick prayer for Ukraine. It says, Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. We pray that the war and the humanitarian crisis will come to an end now.
Yes. We pray that the peace of Jerusalem would even prevail in that land, Lord, that peace will prevail and that wickedness will cease to exist. Yes. Lord, deal with any nation that would rise or has risen up against them to steal their sovereignty as a nation, steal the hand of the enemy against Ukraine. And, Lord, we ask that you would bless the Ukraine people now, that you would give them favor, that you would protect them, Lord, that you would keep them, Lord God, and continue to draw them by your Spirit. We give you praise. We give you glory for it right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that word. Awesome word tonight. Awesome word. Why are you a Christian?
Hallelujah.
A God that will bring you out. Hallelujah. That's our theme. A God that will bring you out. So we just bless the Lord. We give God the glory. We give him the praise. And we just want you, Minister Lewis, to share with the people a little bit concerning how they can win souls for the kingdom and where can they find these souls to win for the kingdom.
You know, you think about daily our walk, as far as the Lord is concerned. We get up in the morning, the thought should be is, Lord, send someone my way this day for me to speak into their life, to encourage them, Lord, and to show them the way, to be a light in darkness. Because here again, like I said, with COVID and all the other things that are going on, God has given us a platform, whether we realize it or not, to share with the people we come in contact with. I mean, it's there, even walking down to your mailbox, you're going to see your neighbor, and that's an opportunity to share the gospel with them and to let them know that, I know a place where you can go and hear the word of the Lord, and not only that, let me encourage you with this word to understand that God is on the throne. So no matter how dark it is, God is on the throne.
Amen.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. And one more thing before we open the lines up for our listeners. When the benefit of being a Christian, you experience, this is the only way that you can experience agape love. So can you explain the agape to us?
Agape is, and I think about it, whenever I hear the word agape, my wife used to sing in a group called Agape. But agape love is love that knows no boundaries. You know what I mean? It doesn't love you because you got something that I need. So I love you just so I can get what I need from you versus just loving you just because, and it's a love of God is what it is. It's a love for my fellow man in a way. It's not filio. It's not eros. It's a love that has no boundary in terms of regardless as to how you treat me, I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard place for a lot of people, because, you get mistreated by someone, the first thing we're ready to do is put your dukes up, take them to the woodshed or bump it, But we have to realize that, God wants us to love in spite of, you did me wrong. You caused me to not get my raise or something. Those are places where it gets a little tough sometimes for people, Or I'm, because that's such a deep hurt, that people will do toward you in certain situations. But you still have to love them in spite of.
Yeah, in spite of. That's right. And any other love would not help you in that area. It is only agape, because the other loves, man, you really be the total person off or whatever. So it is really a benefit to have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, because when you has been mistreated or whatever, you can still love. You can still love and you can still have your joy. The only way that you're going to have joy is because you are born again. You can be happy, but joy, the Lord gives us joy. And the joy the world can't take away. And a lot of times we feel like we may not have joy because we're not feeling happy and we're not feeling good. But joy is the fact of knowing you have a Savior. And no matter what you are going through, you know you have a Savior no matter what. So that's having the joy of the Lord, not about some feeling that you may have. So we just give God the glory. Let's give him a hand clap of praise for this word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we want to hear from those of you out there tonight. We see you out there.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We want you to press 1 on your phone, and we're going to bring you live on the air so you can talk to Mr. Lewis. And if you need prayer or you want to comment on this word, we want you to comment on the word tonight. This was an awesome word.
Amen.
Why are you a Christian? And I think that we should be able to say some things about the reason why you are a Christian. And also, God will bring you out.
Amen.
And you know that we've been through a lot of different things. And I believe all of you that is on this call, you know, have been through some different things that you can really share and talk about. And so we want to hear from you tonight. So if you press 1 on your phone, we will bring you live on the air to talk to this man of God. Mrs. Lewis, we really do appreciate you bringing
Amen.
The word on tonight. It was
Amen.
An awesome word, and
Amen.
We truly have enjoyed this word
Amen.
On tonight.
Amen.
God is good. He is always good. And like you said, when you first came on, you were saying, you know, no matter what things may look like, God is still good. Amen.
Amen.
God will bring you out of every situation, every circumstance that you may find yourself in. And no matter what it looked like, God is able to keep us. So that's an important thing to know, that when you have God, you are able to move forward in him, even though when it looked like to others, it looked like you should not be able to move forward. You should be down and out or depressed or whatever. But because of the God that is on the inside of us, it will give us peace that surpasses all understanding. So we thank you for the words that you have shared with us on tonight. And we're going to continue to keep Ukraine in prayer. We do want to hear from you guys out there tonight. Go on and press 1 on your phone so I can bring you live on the air. We are going to continue to do that, pray for them. And we have one in queue, and the first four – oh, sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that was on cue. I'm sorry. But we're going to continue to pray for them that, okay, we have one in cue. The first three digits is 601, and the last four is 1322, and you are now live on the air caller.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Steve and Ann,
yeah.
This is Brother Woodard.
Hey, how are you
doing?
Wonderful word, Minister Lewis. I love the analogy of our blessings overtaking us. I literally saw that when you said that they our blessings pass us up, and when we get to where we're going, they are already waiting for us.
Maybe want
to run as fast as I can now.
Amen. Amen.
But, yeah, and I, also we want one accord. I spoke on, you know, Jesus saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." This morning,
okay.
So that just confirmed that that I heard from the Lord this morning. Also, why are we Christians? Yes, we're praying for Ukraine, but the Lord also led me this morning to pray for Vladimir Putin, that God
okay.
touch his heart, that, that he would get mm-hmm. saved, that mm-hmm. God would send someone across his path and, you know, cause him to ask, what must I do to be saved? Because that's mm-hmm. the root.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the root.
Yeah.
So we also need to be praying that God touches his heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that all of this mm-hmm. can be resolved. So I thank you, sir. Thank you for your word. Praying mm-hmm. for you. And brother and sister, y'all know I love you, me and Stephanie. And continue to pray for
you.
All right.
Keep
the great work, man.
Yeah. Continue that work out there. Amen. You know, another thing, Ms. Lewis, we are co-laborers. We're co-laborers with Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible talks about when you win souls, you are wise. You are wise if you win souls. So we want to continue to be wise.
Amen.
Another area, since we are talking about prayer, I think it's really good. We're talking about praying for people. Is to pray for our nation concerning all the shooting and stuff that is going on. Mm-hmm. So many people and these little kids are getting killed unnecessarily, just dying because somebody's just shooting. And so we need to be praying for that mm-hmm. as well, because it has been now a couple of years that we've been just dealing with a lot of killing.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the trial that just went on, and those guys was found guilty, we want to make sure that we start praying. And we seen the other day where it's about 5 black guys that had been shot someone, 24-year-old guy. And, you know, the guy out minding his own business, working, and they done just came up and shot him. So we want to be praying for these weapons that people have, that they got weapons, but their mind is not stable to be having a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to be praying for that they're not going to be able to get weapons just to be going out and shooting people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be praying for that, a renewed mind. Okay.
Yeah.
And so we thank God for that. Go ahead, Mr. Lewis.
Well, I was just going to say to my brother that was just spoke about Putin and
yes.
Ukraine. I don't think
uh-huh.
a lot of people realize that the Ukraine president is Jewish, and it's interesting
wow.
how he came into political prominence in that country at the time that he
uh-huh.
did. So
uh-huh.
I don't know whether that's a backdrop for Putin to try and you know, doing what he's doing. But I do know
mm-hmm.
that, you know, he's trying to reunite Mother Russia again. And so his heart is dark in the sense that he wants to go back to those glory days, you know.
Oh.
But, you know, the devil is a liar because, you know, times
yeah.
change and people, you
mm-hmm.
know, are suffering as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want, I'll pray for the nation, and I'll pray for Putin, if you like.
Yes.
So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you
Lord.
On behalf of this
mm-hmm.
nation, Lord, these United
yes,
States
Lord.
Of America. Lord God, you know the pandemic that has gone across this nation, Lord. It has crept
mm-hmm.
into every crevice, parish,
mm-hmm.
county, city throughout America, Lord
mm-hmm.
God. And it showed us underlying issues. And here again,
mm-hmm.
as we realize that it, from day-to-day life, Lord, we've been dealing with underlying issues, or we've been sweeping them under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden they've
mm-hmm.
come to the forefront, and we're having to
yeah.
deal with pandemics of weapons in this nation, of people not loving one another as they should, Lord. So, Lord, you know, even down to where young men are not thinking because they're doing things that that are contrary to what the sanctity of life is all about. So, Lord, we're asking that you would move by your Spirit, that you would touch hearts and touch minds and draw them by your Spirit. Send people in their path, Lord, who can speak a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge that will help them to find their way, Lord, and importantly, find their way to you. So, Lord, we just give you praise and we give you glory. And we stand on behalf of this nation, Lord, that you touch our leaders, that you touch from the White House, the Pentagon, Congress, the legislature, the Supreme Court, on the city level, the county level, the state level, Lord God, and let righteousness prevail, Lord. Let righteousness, because we know, Lord, it's righteousness that exalts a nation, and that sin is a reproach to any people, Lord. But we realize, Lord, that it's the sin and the dark hearts that people have for the reason why things are the way they are, those underlying issues. So we ask, Lord, that the light of Christ would just illuminate. Because, Lord, we realize as it gets darker, the light gets brighter. So we stand, Lord. Mm-hmm. We stand on behalf of righteousness. And we cast those wicked things back to the pit of hell from whence they've come. They will not prevail in this nation because the blood of Jesus is against it. And, Lord, we say that this nation was founded on Christian principles, Lord God. And may we go back to seek the face of God for this nation. And Lord, we say thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to have this time before you on behalf of this nation. And touch, Lord, like you've never touched before. Move by your Spirit, Lord. Make ways out of no way, because that's who you are, Lord. You can make the crooked straight and you can right the wrong. And we say thank you for it right now, Father, for what you're doing in and through your people. Cause the people of God to rise up and take a stand and to step forward, Lord, and take their rightful place, Lord, in these days. We give you praise. We give you glory. And, Father, we do pray for Putin. We ask that you would touch his heart, Lord God, to help him do what's right, Lord God. Make him back off, because you can do it, Lord. Feel the hand of any enemy, Lord, so that people will not just die in vain, Lord God. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. And we say thank you, Lord, for just moving, Lord, throughout Ukraine, moving throughout Russia, Lord God. And we say thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Let souls rise up, Lord, and take their place so that righteousness will prevail. We give you the praise. We give you the glory for it right now, Father. Even the soldiers, Lord, the Russian soldiers, Lord God, touch their hearts, Lord God, so that they'll realize the inhumane things that they're doing to the people, so that they'll realize and come and say, hey, that's wrong, and we're not going to do it. Lord, we just give you praise. We give you glory, and we say thank you, Lord, for stealing the hand of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want to pray for our Archbishop and the team that's traveling on tomorrow. Father God, we thank you for now, Lord God, for patience. We thank you for your protection, Lord God. We thank you for anointing on their very lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bind every adversary. We ask the angel army to surround them right now in the name of Jesus. God, put protection around them.
Oh God,
and make everything about them, oh God, will be well. Oh God, and ministry will take place. God, souls will be saved. People will be healed, delivered, set free. Oh God, demons will be cast out in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to shake that place, God. Shake Liberia, God, in the name of Jesus. Take every place that they put their feet on, oh God. Shake it, oh God. Take it like it's a rug. In the name of Jesus. Unravel every demon, every hidden spirit, God. Bind it up in the name of Jesus. God, make them fortified, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let that universe power take over right now. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you're going to do on this trip, oh God. We thank you for bringing them back safe, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, let your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless everyone who's on this broadcast right now, those who would hear it at a later date.
Yes,
if any is not saved, God, save them, oh God.
Thank
get them
you,
aligned
Lord.
To surrender to you in the name of Jesus. Bless us now. Bless our minister Woodard as he continues to preach your gospel.
Yes, yes.
Oh God, anoint
thank
him
you,
more, God, in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name
God,
of Jesus.
I thank you for the life.
Right now,
oh God, be changed by his word, God.
Yes,
in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
God, we thank you for Ellen Lewis, oh God.
Yes,
bless
God.
Him right now.
Yes,
bless his
God.
Household.
Bless
God, bless every
oh,
need
God.
That he has,
yes,
oh God,
yes.
that will be met right
met
now
right
in the
name
of
Jesus.
We call for healing in the name of
Jesus.
Let his household be full of healing, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you. You say
thank
healing
you,
is the children's bread.
Yes,
he's
God.
Your son, God.
Yes,
do
God.
It now.
Do it right
in
now.
In the mighty
Lord.
Name,
in
of,
the name
God.
Of Jesus.
God, we thank you.
Hallelujah,
we
Lord.
Bless the service going tomorrow,
yes,
God.
Yes,
every
God.
Church door and open.
Oh, God.
That proclaim your name. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Let victory be the sound, God.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of
in
Jesus.
Name
God,
of
we thank you for every prayer that has been made.
Yes,
that you have answered them, and we believe it, and we give you praise, honor, and glory. In
Jesus'
mighty
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for tuning in tonight.
Yes, yes.
We want you to tell your neighbors and tell your friends that next week at 8 p.m. to dial 917-388-4161 to send the live broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Better.